How's it going? How is life for you at the moment? Is everything easy? No? Any problems? Yep. Always. Is there much being required of you? Many demands on you at the moment? Yeah? Okay. So who would say that there is a storm or more than one storm in their life at the moment that you're trying to navigate through? So hands up, who's in a storm? Okay, mainly this side. You lot, you're sorted. Interesting. So I'll speak to you first then. So if you're not in a storm, I'm sorry to say it's probably just a lull in between storms. Sorry about that. So the question is, how do we manage these storms, these big challenges, and trust in the Lord? So we're in our summer series called Hello Sundays, where the speaker gets to pick a passage from the Bible that's been significant for them in some way and sort of share some testimony about it. And this is mine. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Easy, isn't it? Maybe not. How do we trust God in the storms we find ourselves in? So an example of a storm from my life. I was working for a boss that was a complete nightmare. He had terrible time management, he was a workaholic, and he rarely replied to emails. Also, at the time, our admin assistant was really challenging. She sort of didn't understand the difference between important and urgent. So once she phoned me when I was on holiday about some stuff to order for me, okay? And I didn't need the stuff for 2 weeks after I was back from holiday, which she knew. So I was like thinking, well, there must be a really long lead time as to why she's phoned me on holiday. So I said to her, you know, what is the lead time? When's the delivery? And she said, oh, it's not a problem. It's next day delivery. So I'm like, why are you phoning me on holiday? You know, it's crazy. Anyway, so it's a really difficult work environment. And so I prayed and I got others to pray. I was in a home group, so we prayed for nearly 2 years, on and off, that the situation would change, yeah? That maybe my boss and the admin assistant would leave or change departments or something, you know? And guess what? Nothing happened. Unbelievable. But then one day, this guy called Nick, a new guy, joined our group in a sort of management role. And the rumor was he was going to replace my boss. At last, answered prayer. Nick was amazing. Perfect boss. Great listener. Really responsive. Once he replied to an email of mine and apologized for the slow response. It had been about 2 hours. It was just incredible. That was it. The solution to all of my problems. Then details started to leak out of a change in structure that my boss and the admin assistant were moving with some of the engineers to a different department, and that Nick was going to lead the rest of the engineers and I would be in that group. Amazing. Perfect answer to prayer. It had taken a couple of years surviving the storm, but the end was in sight. Then the details were officially announced. My boss and the admin assistant were moving to a different department, and so was I with them. Unbelievable. It was so hard to accept and deal with, yeah? Did God not hear our prayers? What's going on? God, of course, is good, though. He did hear our prayers, and he had this under control. And it was soon after that I realized something. We'd sort of been praying about the wrong things, with the wrong focus, and I wasn't trusting God in the situation. You know, it's fine to pray for the storm to be removed. Jesus sometimes does calm the storm. But there was much more going on than that. Take a look at this. So the storm on the right, that can be anything that you're currently facing. What I was doing was just looking at the storm, getting a bit obsessed by it, and praying for the storm to go away. I was mainly focused on the storm. What I then realized is that it isn't about the storm. Storms are inevitable. We suffer grief in all kinds of trials. What mattered was how I handled the storm. What I needed was to place a mirror in between the storm and me. So instead of looking at the storm, I looked at how I was responding, coping, reacting to the storm. Not denying that the storm was there, though, and also looking to God for what he was saying, trusting him during the storm, not leaning on my own understanding. So this is not just any old mirror. It allows you to look through it so you can still see the storm and to look heavenward. I'm guessing heaven is upwards. I don't really know. So instead of praying that my boss and admin assistant would change or leave, the prayer focus was for me to change, for me to be able to cope, for me to be refined. Asking God for what he was saying through the storm and trusting him for the storm. Now God hears all our prayers, of course. So if you pray for a storm to be removed, but it isn't, he is either saying no or not yet. The challenge is to submit to God, as it says in the next verse of Proverbs. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Do you see that? Do you see the link between the two verses? If we let go, don't rely on our own understanding and trust God in submission, then he will make our path straight through the storm. Ask God what he wants to teach you through the storm and trust him. Don't lean on your own understanding. If we submit to God, particularly submitting to his will, his sovereignty, and the storm doesn't go away, he will make our path straight through the storm. He will show us the way through. Now, at the start of last year, there were three big storms, big challenges in my world. Noisy neighbours, a quarry development, and a fraudulent electrician. I'm sure you've all been there. I identified them during the week of prayer and fasting in January last year, and I decided to tackle them in prayer and sort them all out. All really difficult storms. I'll explain a bit about each one. Terrible noise from our next door neighbours with shouting and slamming of doors. We prayed, talked with them, talked with the housing association, got others to pray, and tried everything we could think of. We seemed to be making progress with the housing association, but after months had gone by, they finally decided to do nothing. Hard to accept. The noise is a bit better, but it continues. It's an ongoing thorn in my side. Second one, we used an electrician for lots of work. Then towards the end of the job, we noticed the costs were high, and the architect said that something was not right. We looked into it and confirmed the electrician had been fraudulently overstating his time and overcharging for materials. The estimate was we were owed about £4,000. Again, more prayer, lots of meetings, exchange of information, emails, and so on. By the end of last year, we'd got nowhere. So we sought God and felt that we should trust him and walk away from the storm and the £4,000. Lastly, Some of you know that Claire and I have established a Christian place of rest and restoration at a farm in Suffolk. There is a quarry next to the farm. You might be able to make it out on the right there. And we were horrified to hear of plans to develop a holiday village there of 63 lodges with nearly 300 people at this quarry, right on the doorstep of the farm. I mean, the vehicles alone would be a nightmare, and hard to see how that would be a good thing for the farm. So we engaged in prayer warfare and threw everything we could think of at the planning application. It was a long, hard battle, which came down to the planning committee meeting in May last year. The vote was close, with 6 for the application and 7 against. We'd won. It was an amazing feeling, such relief and joy after so much prayer and hard work. The victory was won, but that was just the start. The developers then reapplied for less lodges. Another battle. We fought hard, but this time 7 voted for the application with 6 against. We'd lost. So hard to understand. It was beyond my understanding. Why had God allowed this? And the only thing left was to trust. Then a few months ago, there was a twist in the story. The developers, the current owners, ran into difficulties, so they decided to try to sell the quarry. The World Land Trust are interested in buying the quarry and developing a nature reserve, which sounds amazing. And that's what we were hoping for, praying for. But the developers want loads more money because they've got planning permission now. It still gave us hope that it might somehow become a nature reserve one day. However, we heard just recently that another developer has made an offer for the quarry to buy it and develop a holiday village. And it sounds like the sale is going to go through. So the story continues, and we endeavour to trust God for the future of the quarry and the farm, an ongoing storm. So, more than a year and a half later from that week of prayer last year, when I identified those 3 issues, and all 3 storms didn't get resolved how I'd hoped. A lot of prayer, a lot of trust, a lot of leaning on God rather than my own understanding, submitting to him, and he's shown us the way through to this point. It's hard, though. Trust. Lean not on your own understanding. Why is it so hard sometimes? We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 that Paul had a thorn in his side. We don't know what it was exactly, but it was something that tormented him. He pleaded 3 times for it to be removed, but it stayed with him. And for a reason, to stop him from being conceited. God said to Paul in reply, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Not what Paul wanted to hear, I don't think. But he was able to trust God, that God knew best. And Paul wrote to the Philippians after he wrote Corinthians, and he was able to say that he had learned to be content whatever the circumstances. Now, presumably his thorn was still there, but he'd learned to be content. How? Because he trusted God. Whatever storm he was in, and he was in quite a few, some of them literal storms, including being shipwrecked 3 times, yet content, whatever the circumstance. What would it be like to have that? To live like that? I'm not there yet, but it's a journey I'm on. Now, last month, Claire and I were at the farm in Suffolk, and a major thunderstorm passed through. It literally lasted for hours, and we stood and watched it for more than an hour. I took a video, but that doesn't really do it justice. And then I grabbed a couple of stills from the video, okay? They're a bit blurry, probably very faint on this screen. But let's have a look. So the one on the left captures a lightning strike coming down, and there were so many. The second image on the right is a bit blurry, but that was taken at 10:30 in the evening, so it's pitch black. And that sheet lightning that lit up the meadow for a split second, it made it seem like daytime. So we stood there, completely surrounded by this huge, violent storm. But there was a peace in the farmhouse, and I felt completely safe. And the same is true for the storms of life. If we trust in God, He will give us peace. He keeps us safe, and He shows us the way through. As we sang earlier, I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone. I will not be shaken. If you're in a storm at the moment, then pray for Jesus to calm the storm. And He might do that. He sometimes does. But if He doesn't, then ask Him what He wants to teach you and show you how He wants to refine you through the storm. Submit to Him and He will make your path straight. And know that it is possible to have peace through the storm, to be content in all circumstances if we trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding.